8:39.
Right, let's get straight into the music.
Life is great and life is fine.
Yo.
'Cause I've met a girl and no one likes you.
There you go.
Rumour has it from the world of advertising, that was a singing voice double and he mimes it.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Life is great and life is fine. 'Cause I've met a girl and no one likes you.
Anyway, James Nesbitt is in the building. We'll talk to him in 2 records time. Before that, though, you think you know about James Nesbitt, you don't know anything about him. Here's Allard's factual guide.
James Nesbitt was born in Scotland years ago as the son of two parents who raised him as their own from a very young age. And it was at this early stage in his life that it became clear that the talented Nesbitt was destined to be a successful and respected actor. Unfortunately, it didn't work out quite as the young Jamie would have hoped, and so these days, instead of doing proper acting, like Richard E. Grant, he's best known for his starring role in adverts. He does ads for Sky Football Stuff, and also for a certain well-known Yellow Pages service, so that keeps him on our screens and in our hearts, as one of the country's best-loved telly stars. Before the advert work took off, Jamie did actually do bits and bobs of proper acting, having appeared in the hit BBC sitcom Cold Fish, as well as some other stuff. And the exciting news is that he's just landed himself a juicy role in a new series called Murphy's Law, alongside Cherie Murphy, who's the celebrity wife of Liverpool footballer Harry Kewell. This is bound to be a real thrill for Mr. Nesbitt, as he's a well-known celebrity soccer fan and lifelong supporter of Liverpool FC. Come on, you readies! In fact, football is a huge part of Jamie's life, and he often enjoys a kick around with top pop star mates Jerome Green and Robson Flint from Robson and Jerome. On me, Ad, lads! In addition to all this, Jamie likes to relax doing what he calls lady yoga. And he's famously scared of dogs as well. So much so that he's currently having therapy from a pet psychologist. Showbiz, eh? Anyway, we can ask him all about this and so much more when we meet him right here, soon. Only on The Chris Moyle Show.
Right, let's bring in Mr. James Nesbitt. Who's dying to meet Allard?
Where is he?
James Nesbitt should be walking through the door any second now. I think they've gone the long way around, and I think I've ended up too quick for them. Here he comes!
Yay!
Come on, the Reds.
Morning.
Morning.
Here's the diehard Liverpool fan, Mr. Jamie Nesbitt.
I'd like to apologise on behalf of Allard for his
good morning.
Inaccuracies.
I may have got a few facts wrong. I'm sorry about that.
That was the only one, though. The rest was
all
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you painted a good picture.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello there, Christopher.
Hello there, James. Are you well?
I'm very well, actually.
You got a big grin on your face.
Well, you know, Chelsea lost, United won.
Life
I'm here.
Is good, the night is high. First question I want to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm going to straight into the interview.
Okay.
Is there any boundary, any limit whatsoever? Is there any that's going way too far point that you won't go over to get free Prem Plus?
That's a classy pastiche on the Spaghetti Western, is that recent one?
It's amazing.
It's quality.
Does your agent not go, oh, come on, we do a new one every season? No. It's not just replay last season's.
No, I did one. The one I did last year, which
50,
was...
50 games for free.
There was a pantomime one I did last year where I had to turn up as Aladdin. And my agent had read me the script on the phone, but I hadn't listened to her. And I'd gone, yeah, that'll be fine, don't worry. And I turned up and I had this Aladdin outfit. And there was like a 50-year-old guy wearing a nappy and a guy kind of going around on a camel. It was...
That sounds like one of your parties, Al.
Yeah.
it was terrifying. But they're very good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You got HD?
I haven't yet, no.
Have you not?
No.
Whoa.
I'm not allowed it. For my 40th, my mate in Ireland, Conor McAllister, the Grafton barber, he bought me this huge, big, massive, you know, widescreen thing.
Big
they put up in your
thing, yeah.
And Sonia just said, no, it's not happening.
Why?
She didn't. She thought it would look a bit gaudy or something.
Do you not have a man's room? Do you not have a boys' room?
No.
Need a sky lounge?
No, I have a hut out the back of the garden. But that's for something else. But, so I wasn't allowed it.
That's what Dave has in his spare room. Hmm. He's called it his sky lounge. Sofa, Sky TV, no grief. You watch Curry Love?
See? got full package in there and everything, so I watch what I want. Yeah. No rows.
Kids, though, you see, if you've got kids, you just can't have that.
Well, just, you know, give them some toys or something.
I know.
I'm not a parent, I don't know.
No, they'll be going away. I'm sending them away soon to school.
How old are they?
Peggy is, she'll be 9 next week, and Mary's 4.
Wow. Oh. Do you like being a dad?
No, it's brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, they're fantastic. They're gorgeous.
Do you talk to Peggy like she's a grown-up?
No, we've always tried to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, as grown-up as I can talk to anyone.
Well, yeah. You'll be virtually mentally the same age right now, aren't you?
But at school, she's probably having the same conversation. Her kids are saying, do you talk to your dad like he's a child?
Right, let's run through some stuff then. Murphy's Law, series 4.
Yeah.
I thought it was only series 3. I can't believe it's a 4 series.
I know. Well, they did a pilot, then they did like 4 90 minutes.
That's right.
You know, so they haven't done many. We've now done 20, I think, episodes in total.
Is that fun to do?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love it. And this time, we did a different format because it's the 3 consecutive nights, which I was a bit wary of because last year it worked so well, but they wanted to do this sort of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday thing, and it actually has turned out really well because it's like you can do one sort of film, very multi-layered and stranded, but it's just one story that is very gritty and dark.
So is it just the 3 episodes?
Yeah, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Right. Sky Plus it.
Yeah.
But you set your reminder.
Series link thing.
Don't forget.
Series link, yeah.
And how long's each one?
Yeah, an hour.
Right, okay.
It's good, I think, actually. Really strong, you know.
I've got the DVDs at home.
Have you?
I'm just going to watch them today.
Yeah, do. No, they're good.
I'm going to watch it this afternoon.
No, it's a good story. It's quite a contemporary story. It's sort of Murphy. What's different about it is that he's not... he's at home, actually, in Belfast, looking after his sick mother at first. He's not working, and he finds that very claustrophobic, and then he has to go undercover to investigate these two Northern Irish loyalists who have got into Leicester and have hooked up with an Asian businessman who has got links to a criminal activity, and it's all very contemporary. It sort of explores Islam. And
have they been reading your diary, Dave?
No, I don't think so.
It's unbelievable. Mm. What's the... you know, I'm now an actor myself.
I know, so I believe.
Yeah. What's your first line from the show in series 4?
In series 4, my first line...
So Sunday night, switch on. What's your first line? Can you remember?
Yeah, it is, I'm sorry, do I know you?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Yeah! Yeah! That's, you see, hey. That's incredible.
Do you know what follows it?
Oh, no, sorry, do I know? No, I don't.
Detective Chief Superintendent Warren, East Midlands Special Projects Team.
There you go, that kind of goes on a bit.
Yeah.
You got the easy first line. That poor fella must have been papping it all morning.
Oh, I know. And the guy that was driving the car, because the guy, he pulls up in a car, and this, you know, this extra supporting artist turns up, and he's told he has to drive this huge, you know, car, and he had a nightmare. He couldn't stop in the right place. Oh, it was awful, Chris.
That was like when I filmed the advert for the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show.
With the rubbish truck.
Yeah, the bin man thing. And the guy hired to drive the bin truck.
Yeah.
Couldn't drive.
No, well, that's not good.
So they asked the guy who delivered the real bin truck, who then was going to hang around all day, would you mind just putting this jacket on and driving it for us?
As a stunt double.
Yeah. You were in it as well, weren't you?
Yeah, briefly, for about 3 frames. Whole day's filming.
And did you enjoy acting?
Do you know...
It's a lot of hanging around, isn't there, in acting?
Do you know, I've always said I think acting's easy.
It is easy.
Well, no, I take it back now. I've talked about this already on the air, but Max Beasley and I are sitting talking now, and yeah, I fancy doing a bit of acting.
Yeah.
Oh, do you, kid? Yeah, just like that, just like that. No training, nothing. And I'm like, well, the greatest respect, pal.
That's what Max did.
How difficult could it be? And he's gone, hey, easy, kid, easy, insult me now. And I went, well, no, you and I are talking now. We're making this up. This is ad-lib. Someone tells me what to say. Surely it takes the thought process out of it. Oh, is that right? Yeah, well, we'll see. So I went and hung around at Hotel Babylon all day, and I was really relaxed and having fun.
Mm.
And then it came to my scene, and I was just stood there and looked Tamsin Athwaite in the eye, and suddenly went, I can't remember what I've got to say.
I might be to do with Tamsin, though.
Yeah. I said to her, please, stop rubbing up against me.
I know.
You're putting me off.
Like. That is annoying. That's why I refused to work with her.
But, and then straight away, I got the giggles.
Yeah.
And now I watch slightly differently. If I watch any serious scenes, which are really, really intensely serious, I'd be an absolute nightmare. I'd be like this. And another thing, I'm really sorry. I'd be rubbish.
Nah, I don't think so. It's easy.
Really?
All you've got to think about it is learn the lines and say them. That's all you've got to do.
Okay, hang on a second.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Go on then.
I'm sorry, do I know
you? Gotta take the smirk off your face.
No, okay, alright, hang on.
Okay, get into character.
You say action.
And action.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
See, that's very good.
Yeah! I scared myself.
You're there.
Yeah. How about this one? How about this one? Do me another one.
Action.
50 games for £60.
The problem is he's only got to go through every single 49 games for you, you know.
You how many that? Versions are there?
There's, well, it goes down to about 40.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quality stuff.
Man United versus Charlton. Liverpool versus somebody else. Somebody else vs somebody else.
Yeah.
Do you have to keep updating?
You know, we filmed that recent one in where they shot all the spaghetti westerns.
Well,
all the sets there down in Almeria, southern Spain. So they've got Doc Holidays, all those places are still there. But halfway, every day they have a show. There's these guys that are there, and for the tourists, for some reason people go there. And so you have to stop filming while they all did this gunfight in the saloon.
So for a Sky advert, they fly out to Spain.
Yeah.
How long are you there for?
A couple of days.
I say, that's not a bad gig,
it's
is
all
it?
It's alright, isn't it?
But they haven't given you free HD yet. Shocking.
No, no.
Apparently it's the future.
Yeah. I just did a film that they shot in HD, actually. It was quite interesting.
Was Murphy's Law shot in HD?
No, shot in film.
Because they say now that this is the high definition thing. They say now that the quality is so good that everything now has to be changed. The sets have to be movie standard because stuff shows up.
Yeah, no, I think for focus putters and stuff like that, it can be a bit of a nightmare. And I think there was a snobbery, or there has been a bit of a snobbery about the switch, because you know it's not quite the same as working on film. But I mean, you know, they just shot the Superman film, didn't they, on HD? So it's all heading that way. Mm.
You see? It's just Jimmy and I just chatting about
film,
HD.
You know how it is. Well, anyway, hang around, Mr. Nesbitt.
Okay.
We have lots to talk about. Before that, though, Dave, Tedious Link.
Yes.
Life is. You hate it when we play that, do you? You hate it. But don't worry, I won't keep playing it.
Life is great and life is fine.
It's funny. It's funny, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you're lucky I didn't whip out my copy of Tender Trap.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on one of the Cold Feet, Volume 2, I think it is.
And you know what, that one, that had a gold disc, and it was never given to me, because the guy that's with me today, Ian Johnson, has got it in his house.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would he want something like that?
I don't know.
He says he adores it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I also never get any money.
Do you know that story he was just telling us in the room before? I reckon he's mentioned that book as well.
I think so, too.
Yeah. No. Right, it's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Let's get ready to rumble!
Beautiful. It's really good.
I'm a sore throat.
Do you know, you really enjoy the show when you come on it, but it's nice that twice you've actually heard us, you've enjoyed
no,
what you've heard.
No.
You do have a look of someone as
well.
That's really funny, this bit.
I do listen to it.
No, you don't.
No.
When was the last time you listened to the show?
It was a while ago, though. Yeah, my wife listens to it now.
Okay. Is she listening now?
Yeah, she is listening now.
She's not listening.
No, she is. Sorry, she is, okay. Yeah.
Right. Is Roy Keane going to be manager of Sunderland?
Looks like it.
Have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't, but it's like...
Send him a text.
It's like the Pope and Ian Paisley working together. I mean, it's just an incredible...
You know him, though, don't you?
I know Roy a bit, aye. Not as well as the other ones.
You got his phone number, though?
I haven't got Roy's number,
yeah.
No, I have not.
If I get his number, will you call him for us?
No.
Why not?
Nah, he'll be out running.
Niall Quinn, do you know him?
No, I don't know Niall, actually. Okay, right. City player,
I get you his number, will you call
him? Yeah, I would gladly call him.
Oh, dear. Right, should we do some questions?
Go on, then.
You all right with that?
Yeah,
we have questions from our beautiful listening audience.
Great.
You will hear them introduce themselves. You may choose whether you want to hear their question or not. If you don't like the sound of them, you can say no.
Okie doke.
All right. Number one.
Hi, James. My name's Karen. I live in Cornwall, and I work in a marine clothing shop. I'm a big fan of yours, and I'd love to ask you a question.
Yeah, I think we should go ahead with Karen.
Yeah, what a surprise.
James, could you say my name, Karen? As I really love your Irish accent. It would really make my day.
Karen.
Wow.
Hey?
That's nice. Mm. You know, I'm not even called Karen, and even I'm staring.
Does it for me.
Woo! Right, let's have another one.
Hi, James. This is Jamie Rem. I'm a security officer from Enfield, North London. I play football at weekends for the KCM club in goal, and I'd just like to ask you a quick question.
I think no to Jamie.
No!
You don't like his voice, do you?
North London, North London. You see, I live in South London. No offence, though, Jamie.
Okay.
Do you want me to say yes
no,
to Jamie?
No, I'm looking at his question, what his question was.
It's no loss. No. Really?
Don't worry about it.
All right, okay.
What it was he thinks you've got a sexy voice. Would you mind saying his name? Right, here's the next one.
Hi, James. It's Michelle. I'm from Armagh, and I'm a lecturer in product design. I also live in London at the minute. I really like your voice, so I'd like to ask you a question.
Go ahead, then, kindly, Armagh.
Hi, James. I saw you down our local wine bar a few weeks ago in Portrush, and I just wondered whether you got straight in or whether you had to put your name on a list and wait for an R like us mere normos.
No, I got straight in.
Yeah, 11 o'clock. There's no queue.
No, I phoned Claire, who runs the wine bar in Portrush, and she reserved two tables for me and my large family, and I.
I think I've been there. Is that the one by the harbour?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's my local.
It's on the right-hand side with
that's
the harbour
right,
there.
The harbour
I've been there.
Yeah,
well, Michelle, if you're listening now, you know to get in. You just need to ring Claire.
That's right.
And say, hi, it's Michelle, Jimmy's PA. Just want to... you're gonna be spotted now. Well, we didn't see him, but apparently he's been in there every day.
No, I've been there a lot now. It's a great spot.
Okay. Here's another one.
All right, then, Mr. Nesbitt, what's the crack? It's Andy Morrow here from Belfast, but living in Edinburgh. Big Murphy's Law fan. Unfortunately, a big Liverpool fan as well. Bella, is it okay if I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Andy.
Well, James, I've been told in the pub that I sound a bit like you, but what do you think there? Do you sound a bit like Mr. Nesbitt?
You sound Northern Irish, but... You don't have quite the depth, the resonance, or indeed, I would say, the good looks.
Rachel.
Yes, they are.
That's very good, you know.
Thank you very much. So, DJ's made me start to breathe a lot and say the word and kind of sing. Really like it.
If they ever do a cartoon series of you,
yeah.
I'm up there for the
absolutely.
Audition.
Murphy's Laws.
I reckon I can do you, though. Oh, no, I can't.
No.
That's rubbish.
John Culshaw reckons he can do me, but I...
Yeah, but his is all visual, though.
Got it.
Because he gets all your affectations and stuff and the way that you rub your nose like that when you... When
that's
you...
absolute rubbish.
But you do that.
Rub your nose.
Here's another one.
Hi, James. My name's Dan. I'm 20 from Southampton. Work in excellent car repairs. What if I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on, then.
James, quite a strange one. Try and tickle Dave.
Can you try and tickle
Dave? Tickle me?
Tickle you?
Tickle.
Yeah.
James, quite a strange one. Can you try and tickle Dave?
This is going to be interesting.
You don't have to.
No,
you don't
I'd
have
like
to.
To.
It's up to you.
I call it tickling.
Right.
Yes!
Wow! Do you know, for the first time...
I am not ticklish.
For the first time, he didn't actually lash out and try and punch you.
Actually, I did get a bit of a dig in the nose.
Sorry.
Did you?
He did.
Now watch this, watch Alan. Would you try and tickle Dave from please?
Oh,
watch
shit.
The violence that
now
comes out of him. Come
oh,
on,
no.
That's it.
I will smash you in a minute.
Okay, fine.
It's so violent.
That is violent. That's like anger. It. You've got to express it.
I know.
It.
Do you know, of all the things you've done in your career,
yes.
You actually have a huge smile on your face when you did that.
No, I like it.
So I'm sorry, am I keeping you up?
No.
You had a yawn.
I wasn't a yawn. It was
you had a yawn halfway through the interview.
No, I couldn't. I didn't mean to.
Who were you, P. Diddy?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Did P. Diddy yawn during
the
interview?
Yeah, he was asleep.
Oh, don't like that.
And that was about as animated as he got.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Right, there's one more question.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Of course.
Hi, James. It's Longman from Longman Sandwiches. I hope you're being looked after. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, Longman, you go ahead.
Longman is he's
you're
my
mate.
Friend, yeah.
From
he's,
Rothwell.
Yeah, he's got
see, I do know things.
All right, okay.
Well done, Jocelyn.
I don't know whether to go for...
Is it offensive?
No.
Like, I'm going to go for the one about you.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, James. United or City? United or City? You're obviously a huge Man United fan, but tell me, which man do you think it is for Allard?
There you go.
What's my type?
Your type at United, I would say, is sort of young, lithe and Scottish, Darren Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good or not.
No, sorry, James. The answer was Johnny Depp.
He doesn't play for Manchester United.
No, not yet.
It's just generally any man, anyway.
James, Murphy's Law. What can go wrong, will go wrong. You had to grow a moustache for this role and ended up looking like Bruce Grobbelaar. Is that proof of Murphy's Law right there?
Is that what?
Is that proof of Murphy's Law right there?
That is Murphy's Law, yeah. That's a very good question. That was more rhetorical, really, wasn't it?
I like the look.
I think it's good, isn't it?
Moustache. You know, I struck my moustache. Rachel.
I love my moustache.
I love my moustache too. It's furry and very soft.
Yeah.
I condition mine with Pantene protein.
Gives it bounce and vitality.
Oh. Okay, Mr. Nesbitt, that's it from me. If you ever find yourself in Rockwell, free sandwiches for you, pal.
Cheers, long man, I appreciate it.
This is the DVD, which is James Nesbitt Murphy's Law, Series 1, 2 and 3.
All right, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Mm.
Which, is that available now?
Don't know, is it?
I'm going to say so. Yes. But we'd like you to sign one for us, if that's right, a bit later.
Absolutely. Okay, don't.
Sorry.
You were gone there, you were just looking at me, weren't you?
I just looked at that at the back.
What? I don't understand that, yeah.
I don't understand that.
No, I don't know.
Have they got that wrong, do you reckon?
No.
That'd be a blunder if it was. Yeah, I noticed that.
What? It says ITV DVD, and on the front of it says, as seen on BBC.
Yeah. Well, I sort of cross all channels now.
Right. Yeah. Wow. But like Vanessa.
Yeah.
I watched on ITV the other day. She spilled over to the BBC One and Channel 5. Ah. Anyway. Hang around, Mr. Nesbitt.
Yes, sir.
You've got to leave at 9:30, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. It was a shame.
What have you got to do? What's your next job?
I'm doing regional radio today.
All right. You can stay till 10, then.
Yeah.
Let them wait. Yeah. They'll be too busy on the phone about dog poo on the high street.
I'd like to draw your attention to the fact that Miss Edith Bowman has very interesting guests this afternoon. But let me introduce my showbiz friend, Mrs. Bowman, to tell you all about it.
Thanks, Alad. This afternoon from 1 o'clock, I've got Owen Wilson on the show. I actually spoke to him yesterday, where I lay in bed with him while our producer was on his knees and we were being timed.
Talk.
Interested? Find out exactly what happened from 1 this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Right, it's 9:15, is the feeling. That's Route 33 and Alex James. Is that Alex James from Blur? What?
Is it?
He writes in the Independent, a weekly column. He's very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new.
Uh-huh, you see that?
It's Alex James, not the ex-Blur bassist.
All right. He's too busy writing, isn't he?
Well, exactly right. It's 9:23.
James Nesbitt is with us in the studio. He's a very sincere, sexy actor.
50 games first. 50
games. I actually, a few years ago, I was doing one of those Sky ones, and I'd been out the night before, my wife and I had been out to the Ivy, actually, and then the next table was Jude Law and his agent and stuff, sort of said hi. And the next day I was going off, dressed up as Santa Claus, an unshaven Santa Claus. I went out to Pinewood or somewhere, and I was walking to do it, and he was with Oswald Botang getting his suits fitted out for Alfie, and he looked brilliant. As I walked past him, he went, "You really will do anything for money, won't you?"
And then the irony of that, when you finally saw Alfie...
It was riven with her.
Oh, what a movie that is. This, of course, is the theme tune to Cold Feet.
It is true.
I loved Cold Feet, man.
That was a good crack, man.
I loved it. Mm. Absolutely loved it. And, of course, the soundtrack's available. There are a couple of soundtracks.
Yes.
You're on one of the soundtracks.
That's right,
you'd be pleased to know it's not this one.
Excellent.
So I don't have it. I'd never heard Tender Trap before. Before you... I heard Tender Trap when you sang it.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah. Golf at the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going down to do the All-Stars Cup. I'm going tomorrow, then we do it on... Yeah, it's on the weekend.
Is that Celtic Manor?
Celtic Manor. But it's been raining a lot, so... I don't know what they would do if I absolutely, you know, pelts down. What would they do?
You'll get wet.
Yeah, that's it. Because they've got
TV
the show.
Commitments.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Have you worked out what karaoke songs you'll do at the party?
I don't know if I'll sing this year.
Why? You should.
No, it was a lot. We had a brilliant time. I mean, you know, when do you get to do a duet with Ian Wright? Or a trio? What do you call it? A trio? With Ian Wright and Charlotte Church?
It's a threesome.
Yeah.
You're playing for Team Europe. Colin Montgomery is the captain.
That's right, yeah.
Bruce Forsyth, Ian Wright, Jody Kidd, mm-hmm. Ronan Keating.
Yeah.
Atten Deck host. And Ronnie Corbett is one of the commentators.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I know.
He'll be like this.
Do you know what? He'll need one of those. You know at the golf, you know those periscope things that they have?
Right, yeah.
He'll need one of those. Have you seen those?
No.
In the crowd, they have these sort of... They work on mirrors, and they're like a periscope thing.
He'll probably just watch it on the telly, though.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
He might need one for that, though, as well.
That's on ITV, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I tell you what, you're all over the box, aren't you?
Yeah.
Series 4 of Murphy's Law starts on Sunday. It's the three-parter you must watch Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. BBC One, 9 o'clock.
The series looks at his relationship with his mother and father, partly set in Belfast. On the new series, James says, we wanted to make it darker and we're quite influenced by American shows. We looked at a lot of different programs and wanted to explore the isolation of being undercover and the constant danger of it.
On your notes for James Nesbitt.
Nesbitt?
I nearly got your name wrong. Yeah, James Nesbitt. Why does it have the word horse?
Oh, because they're all the notes that Jocelyn, I take it, has done, and then that's my addition, because I wanted to ask you how your horse got on at the weekend.
It lost.
All right, okay.
Yeah. No, it was fourth, but it's getting better. Pace Man. Yeah.
Pace man,
yeah. It's not really living up to its name so far, but it will.
Yeah. It's neither Pacey or a man.
Yeah.
When is it run next, do you know?
We don't know yet. We're waiting to see. We're going to try and get a donkey ride down in Blackpool, Andrew.
Right, what else have we got to talk to you about? The DVD box sets of 1, 2, 3 are out on Bank Holiday Monday for you to buy of Murphy's Law. Yeah.
Oh, good.
You should go and get them. They're right. Well, not you. You're in them. You've probably seen them already. You're the star of the forthcoming BBC TV series Jekyll.
Yes. It's a modern retelling of the classic work of literature, Jekyll and Hyde.
Is this like the BBC when they do the remakes of the old stuff?
I did Canterbury Tales, the Miller's Tale. No, it's different. It's Stephen Moffat, who wrote Coupling, has been working on it for a number of years. And it's a big, ambitious sort of epic programme that only the BBC can do. And I'm now terrified about the whole thing.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's... I don't think I'll be able to do it. Well, no, I'm sure the producer is now just falling off his seat somewhere.
National radio promotion for the forthcoming.
No, I mean... He doesn't mean talent-wise you don't think he can do it, but he's got a couple of Sky voices booked in.
No, it's just... No, I'm looking forward to it, but it's... I mean, I'm always like that. I get a job and I think, oh, that's great, and then as it approaches, I think, all right, I've got to do it now, but it'll be grand.
I'll help you.
Yeah, I think, will you?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that when you were doing your impersonation of me, we could split a lot of money. If I'm double booked for voiceovers, you go and do one.
50 games, 50 pounds. Everton vs. Man City. I can't do it. Is there anything else I need to talk about?
No, I think that's it. Just Murphy's Law, I think it's well worth a watch.
Have you seen it?
I haven't, no. I'm afraid.
It's brilliant.
Dear.
I will
really
be watching
good.
The three-part trilogy.
Well, there's a risk of sounding a bit corporate. When the BBC does a really good drama, it's one of them. Do you know what? It's as good, if it's different, completely different, but as good as Life on Mars. You know when they make something like that?
Yeah.
It's that quality.
Great drama from the BBC.
I'm actually drinking my tea from a John Sim mug.
Yes, you are.
You know.
It's just
like drinking from the font of youth.
Hello? Yeah, hi, John. A James Nesbitt mug. Give over. As he listens to the show right now. Well, listen, we still also have got to go for our drink.
I know, we've got to do that. I saw that you'd mentioned in an interview that we hadn't done that yet, and I thought, I've got to do that. I'd love to do that.
We've got to do it.
We need to take a bit of time off for that, though.
It's you, me, Dave, Paddy Keelty.
Yeah, we need to wait till Keelty comes back from Love Island.
Yeah.
He might never come back.
No, he'll be desperate for a drink by the time he gets back from there. What a show and a half. So we'll have to do that. We'll definitely have to do that.
And, yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah. I think it'd be great.
Deal.
3 pints of Magnus, please. Magnus.
And that's how it sounds at the beginning. Wait till the end of the day.
Yeah.
Where?
5 pints of Magnus, please.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
That's very good.
Thank you very much.
James Nesbitt, ladies and gentlemen, what a legend. Thank you. Right, Alan, as producer of the show, do you need to get him out of his chair now in a discreet manner so we can go into the news?
We could play a song.
It was 9:30.
I know, but I like the next one.
What is it?
Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
All right, I'll play it after the news.
Okay, fine.
Promise.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Life is good. Do you find that sexy when I do that, Alan?
No.
Right, okay, fine. That's good. Yeah. Goodbye, Jay. Are you off?
Hang on a second.
I just had to say goodbye. I know it's not goodbye. Mwah. Mwah. Lovely to see you.
Love you.
Susan, have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Give my love to Boy George.
What? Boy George?
No, it's a private gag. Okay. It's a private gag there.
Are you going to be Northern Irish now until 10?
I don't know if I'm Northern Irish. I'm just trying to be a bit GM now, but, you know. You got a bald head.
There, hello, Rachel.
That's a bit Ronnie Corbett, though.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Well, how about this? How about this?
I'm James Masman. I'm talking about Ronnie Corbett.
Hello,
no, you're Ronnie Corbett.
It is. I can't
you
do it.
You want to do Ronnie Corbett?
I'm trying to do James Nesbitt.
No, do Ronnie Corbett.
The producer said to me.
What did the producer say?
I don't know. I never know what the producer
okay,
said.
Okay, fair enough. Two very large ones. Bob Bum.
Hello, Rachel.
Yeah,
all right. Rachel.
Right, 931.
A multiple stabbing.
Right, rate the guest. We need to rate James Nesbitt out of 10. Mm-hmm. I will start with you, Comedy Day.
I'm going to say a very, very strong 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Good score.
Allard Hayden Jones.
I'm also going to give him a very strong 8 out of 10.
Wow-wee. Rachel.
Good morning. I'm going to give him 8 out of 10 too.
8 out of 10 too. I will give him...
Rachel.
50 games for 60 points. I will give him, I think, 8.5.
Ooh.
Wow, very good.
So that's 32.5, isn't it?
Out of a possible 40, it's a good total.
Mm. Do you know what?
What are you doing?
What's... I'm just seeing where that puts him in the leaderboard, but it's
you can't fix
I can't
it.
Change it no. now, can I? So Jimmy Nesbitt scores 32.5. Very high scoring.
Ooh. That means...
Puts him ahead of Beyonce, Hugh Jackman, Louis Walsh, Pink, David Williams, Halle Berry, and P. Diddy. He's sandwiched between Billy Piper and Beyonce.
Not a bad place to be.
Not really.
Has he knocked Beyonce off the spot?
She's 33.
Mm. Okay.
Les Dennis, 34. Kirsty Gallagher, 34.02. Richard Ashcroft, 34.5. Patsy Kensett still leads with 39.
She rocks.
She certainly does.